Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Good morning, my listeners. Today is Wednesday, September 28th. Today we're going to have a special episode. Today's episode is sponsored by Cambly, an online English tutoring platform dedicated to providing easy English learning services for English learners all around the globe. I will be talking with a Cambly tutor who is going to share her suggestions for improving your English skills.
感谢你再次收听我的节目。今天呢是一个 special edition。今天的节目呢是由 Cambly 口袋英语特别 sponsored。Cambly 呢是一家 online learning English platform。在 Cambly 上呢你可以直接跟 native speaker 的 English 老师呢进行对话。在今天的节目里呢我将现场连线一位在 Cambly 上教英语的老师 Laura。她呢将跟我们分享一些学习英语的 tips 和 suggestion。希望你能够喜欢今天的节目。
So first, let me introduce to you Cambly.Cambly 口袋英语呢是一家总部位于美国旧金山的在线教育科技公司，提供用户通过 Cambly 官网和 APP 自由选择超过45000名的外教进行一对一的英语学习服务。公司呢致力于为全世界的英语学习者呢提供最便捷的沉浸式的英语学习体验。Cambly 最大的优势和宝藏呢就是精选来自英澳美加母语地区的外教，他们拥有正规的教学资格，并来自于各行各业。你可以自由选择课程难度、外教口音、外教风格和空闲的时间来匹配你的学习计划。
So as the sponsor for today's episode, Cambly kindly provides a special promotion for my listeners. If you subscribe using my refer code econ101, you can get 20 minutes free trial and 20% off your first month subscription. It's a great way to try Cambly.And I'm sure you will love it.
那作为今天节目的 sponsor 呢 ,Cambly 提供了一个免费试用的机会。如果你使用我提供的推荐码 ,econ101, 你将得到20分钟免费的体验。你可以选择你喜欢的外教进行一场简单的对话。同时呢你将还获得第一个月8折的订阅优惠。如果你想提高英语，你想和 native speaker 进行一个简单的对话呢，我觉得这是一个很好的尝试。好了，那接下来呢就请收听我和 Laura 的这个简单的对话。
Nice to meet you, Laura.
Nice to meet you.
I was invited by Cambly to do promotional episode for podcast that I'm doing in China.
Okay.
It's kind of like an English learning program. And many of my listeners, they're not really students, but they are, I guess, like beginner in learning English.
Okay.
So they have a lot of questions. And I looked up the profile and I found you.And you have been to China and you have taught a lot of like beginners. So that's why I booked a session with you. Kind of want to have a talk with you if you don't mind.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you mind like kind of introduce yourself a little bit to my listeners?
Okay, well, my name's Laura and I'm from the East Coast of Canada in New Brunswick. I spent 3 years living in Beijing, and I've also lived in some other countries overseas, and I've been back in Canada for the last 5-6 years now.
I see. Great. So how do you like this teaching kind of 101 via the video thing?
It's nice. It's really nice. It's nice to focus one-on-one. I teach both older students and younger students, and I find in one-on-one classes, it's more easy to identify issues that you're having.And the students also feel more comfortable in a one-on-one environment.
Yeah, I think that's very important to make them feel comfortable to kind of practice English, right?
Yeah, yes.
Because I often got this question, so how to improve my English? And because I kind of learned English along the way, so I don't really know how to kind of teach people how to speak English. So for beginners, if they are adults, what's your suggestion for them to kind of get started and where do they get started?
I think getting started is just starting with nouns, just being able to name everyday things, and then move on to verbs. And don't really worry about making perfect sentences. Just worry about trying to communicate. I find sometimes students focus too much on constructing every sentence perfectly when they should be just focusing on trying to communicate.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing, especially in China. People pay a lot of attention to grammar. Like they whether my tense is correct and whether I'm using the right word. I guess, like, if I, just like you said, using proper nouns and just put things together may be more important, right?
Yes, yeah, yes, exactly. And relax, and relaxing and trying to have fun with it, especially kids. I notice a lot of kids are so focused on constructing correct sentences. And especially for children, they should be, you know, their learning is different. They should be really focusing on being excited about learning a new language, not so much putting every sentence together perfectly.
Right. So yeah. In terms of like, because they live in like a non-English speaking language, how often do you think they should practice just to kind of keep up and to kind of have a pace to get better?
In my opinion, I think if we're talking about kids, even watching some English cartoons, maybe, you know, or reading books, there's a lot of online books out there as well that you can like, gosh, there's this one, Starfall is a great one.
I see. So,
yeah, I'm talking about kids too. But adults, same thing, watching TV. Yeah,
what about reading? So they some people tell me that they try to read more so they can like learn more vocabulary. Would that help as well? And also a TV show, you know, American TV show is such a kind of big thing in China.
I think reading, I've talked to a lot of adults who actually look into children's books, like children's English books to teach themselves. And I think it's nice to have the written there as well as the as listening.
That's a great idea. Adults can actually learn English from children's books. That's a great idea.
But
if they talk like kids, would that be kind of awkward?
I think that's how you have to start. I think
that's a good suggestion. I like it. Yeah. I like it. I never thought about that before.
Yeah. Got lots of fun.
Cool. So what about like, because some of them are very afraid of talking to foreigners because they feel like because I speak Chinese, if they don't know how to speak English, they can talk to me directly in Chinese. But they are afraid of talking to foreigners. What is your suggestion for that?
No one's judging you when you're talking. Like, I'm certainly not judging. The teachers aren't. So just relax and go for it because you're taking the initiative to learn a new language. So that automatically earns your respect from me and all the other teachers that you're talking to. So relax. Don't worry. You're trying.
Right. Do you think like talking to someone 3 times a week will be good enough for beginners?
I think to keep it up, I do think if you only do it once a week, you are going to kind of lose any gains that you've made. So I think I think that's a good suggestion. A couple times. Yeah.
Because today I booked a 15-minute session. Do you think that's a normal? Like, I feel like if you want a beginner to be engaged for 30 minutes, that's a little bit of challenging. Maybe for adults who are really dedicated, that may happen. But for kids or for many beginners, it's going to be a stretch, I think, right?
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing. As long as you mix up the activities, especially with kids, they can do a 30-minute session. But it needs to be, mixed and engaging. Yeah.
I see. So what kind of common mistakes you have found like in teaching English through this platform?
Like mistakes that students make?
Students make, yeah.
It depends on the country that they're from. So it does, it does depend. I know tenses are difficult, especially if your first language doesn't have the same kind of past tense, future tense.
Right.
But again, it's one of those things that I think people get too fixated on. So, but yes, that's a challenge, tenses.
That's a challenge. Anything else you can think of right now?
Pronunciation. So you can look up in a dictionary how to pronounce a word, but it's hard to know where to stress.
I see.
The syllable, yeah. So, yeah.
What about the accent?
Accent?
Does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter. No. It does. I find, once you start learning how to pronounce the words correctly, an accent's just kind of like a fun little, twist on it. But as long as you learn how to pronounce a word correctly, then the accent doesn't really matter.
I think this is a great conversation I had with you. It's I can tell Cambly is a very good tool to use. I'm definitely going to share this with my listeners through my podcast.
Yes. Oh, that's so neat.
And yeah, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me and to share your thoughts on learning English. I really appreciate it.
Yes, well, nice talking to you too. And yeah, have a good, I guess, have a good evening. It's evening there now.
Thank you. You too. You too. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Take care. Bye.
It was a fun conversation with Laura, and I'm sure you can tell how easy it is to talk to her. You can also review your session online and play as many times as you like. 我想你今天已经听到我和 Laura 的对话了。Cambly Tutor 呢都非常 easygoing, easy to talk to. 他们将帮助你更好地学习英语，提高你的自信。Learning language is about repetition and practice. I hope you can give it a try. And don't forget, if you subscribe right now and using the promo code Econ101, you get extra 20 minutes talk for free. Give it a try and you will love it. Last but not least, I would like to thank Cambly for sponsoring this episode. 最后呢想再次感谢 Cambly, 也就是口袋英语对本期节目的支持。好了，今天节目就到这里了。Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。